This is Triple M Rock News with all that matters in rock this week.
Hey, it's Caelan here with your Triple M Rock News. Tickets for Matchbox 20 Slow Dream Tour are on sale today from 9 a.m. local time. It's been a long 11 years since the band has toured our shores and tickets are expected to go fast. The Goo Goo Dolls are joining them on all 10 dates, starting in Perth before working their way east to Adelaide, Melbourne, the Yarra Valley, Wollongong, Sydney, Canberra, Newcastle, Gold Coast and finally wrapping things up in Brisbane.
Michael Gudinski, how are you?
Mushroom Studios has unveiled the official trailer for Ego, the Michael Gudinski story, a captivating documentary that chronicles the extraordinary career and profound impact that Michael Gudinski had on Australian music and culture. Set to make its world premiere at the Melbourne International Film Festival on August 10, followed by a nationwide theatre release on August 31. The film takes audiences on a rollicking journey spanning over 50 years and offers a rare glimpse into Gudinski's wild life as he defied convention and revolutionised the Aussie music industry.
You'd feel he's in the building, he's somewhere.
Bam, he'd blast through the fucking door. We're gonna make you a star, kid.
He's always looking for something that somebody hasn't heard yet.
He had the energy of a rock drummer.
Max! Michael Gudinski, how are you?
In the late 60s, radio had hardly any Australian content. I couldn't understand why people weren't supporting their own more. That's why Mushroom started.
The whole evolution of Australian music is about to erupt.
In the first few years of Mushroom, there was a crazy risk.
People said, oh, this isn't going to work. If he had faith in it, the more it drove him.
He has been so influential in an entire continent's music scene. That's how expansive he was as a human being.
I imagine being a rock promoter as the biggest fucking nightmare. There has to be a reason why he did it.
I'd just like to see that more Australian artists get the chance to break overseas.
He had something he wanted to prove to himself.
Maybe it's an addiction of some sort, never stopping trying to make it happen for someone.
There was every chance that I could have been another one that had gone off the rails. But we give it everything we've got. When I get obsessed, I don't like losing.
He came on strong, you know.
His biggest strength was his ability to connect with artists.
Gudinski, where are you?
Yes!
Top of big cheers, I'm Mr. Gudinski!
Long live Australian rock and roll, thank you.
Here we go.
Brit rock icons Blur have dropped their first new track in 8 years called Narcissist. It's from their highly anticipated album, The Ballad of Darren, which is due out for release on July 21st. If you see darkness, look away. I'm the shining light in your eyes. You're probably shining back. Frontman Damon Albarn says this is an aftershock record, reflection and comment on where we find ourselves now.
We all have one sister, so we never had a brother. So we are each other's brothers, I suppose, and we've known each other for such a long time.
But it's a very precious thing, the fact that we've spent so many years playing together. It's always, every time we fire it back up again, it kind of surprises me. It's a really powerful thing, that sort of musicianship that we've developed.
It's a lot to kind of carry 30 years of people's experience. For some will be younger and this is the first time they've seen it. There's a responsibility to be good with all that sort of, you know, that's a big kind of sort of introduction, 30 years. But for the people who were there the first time round, we want them to feel the way that we do. We want it to be as beautiful as it was.
Latest tour announcements, killer album releases, and a healthy hit of rock nostalgia. Don't forget to subscribe to Triple M Rock on the Listener app or on your smart speaker.